We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, in today's episode, me and AB are drafting the perfect college football game day. Stay tuned to see our picks.
You are listening to KC Sports Network, the number one podcast network for today's Kansas City sports fans. With former players from your favorite teams, informed perspectives, and former insiders, this is the place for you. You can find us wherever you listen to podcasts or on our YouTube channel, all over social media, or our morning newsletter, KCSN Daily, dedicated to your Kansas City Chiefs. KC Sports Network is proudly presented by Emprise Bank, your partner in possible.
All right, welcome back. Another episode of Ain't No Seats podcast. Before we get going today, AB, we got to talk about Emprise Bank. There's more options to do banking now more than ever. Who you work with is more important than how close they are to your home. Emprise has digital banking that meets you where you are, on your phone, on your computer, or even on your smartwatch. A trusted partner is at your fingertips. Shout out Emprise Bank. They are our title sponsor. Go check them out. Also, before we get going, AB, we're rocking the same shirt. I mean, shouts to Charlie Hustle. I mean, it's nice to see a new year added, 2022. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've even got the, some would argue, the fake banners at the beginning, the Helms titles in the 1920s. We'll count them. They're hanging in the stadium. We'll count them. That's all that matters. So shout out Charlie Hustle. You can get your Charlie Hustle gear at charliehustle.com. All right, AB, let's get in the episode. We love drafting stuff. I hope our listeners enjoy listening to us draft stuff. We've got a fun one today. Football season is quickly approaching. We are now, it's August 17th. Is that right?
Yeah, got it. Nailed it.
We're about 15 days away from opening night at the booth. So we figured, okay, we're getting closer. It's our favorite time of the year. Sometimes, you know, we'd love for the Hawks play a little better football, which they might. We wanted to lay out what the best day at the stadium is during football season. So, you know, it could be a variety of things. The five things we settled on are: what's the best drink you're having at the stadium? What's the best tailgate food you're having that day? What's the best song that may be getting played at a tailgate? What's the best concession item? And then we've just got a miscellaneous where we can pick out anything that adds to the game day vibes, the game day, just overall experience. So, AB, this was your idea. I think it was a good idea. You feeling good about your draft board?
I'm always feeling ready to draft. My parents put me on this earth for one reason alone, and that was to draft on a podcast. So, yeah, I'm very excited. When you said we're 15 days away, it hadn't really clicked for me that we were that close. But 2.5 weeks, 2 weeks from Friday. Yeah. It's coming up. I cannot wait, Ryan.
I'm weirdly getting nervous. It's weird to feel a little bit of expectation with a football team. Like, and we've had some before, but this year feels a little different. You will see, and we've talked about it numerous times. There's people that really expect this team to win some games. And there's numbers being thrown around that I disagree with, but you'll see some people saying five, six. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it's just kind of fun to have a little bit of expectations and high hopes heading into the season. So it was your idea to do the draft. I'm going to give you the number one overall pick. Do we have to go in order? So, like, do we have to start with a drink, then go to a tailgate food, or what are you thinking on that?
I don't think so. I think strategically we can just go with whatever we want. I do have one question, though. Mm-hmm. Drink-wise, like, so if I go beer, do I get all beer, or do I need to choose, like, a certain kind of beer? Because the drinks are a little bit limited, but I can get creative if we need to.
I think you should be able to pick a certain beer. Okay. I mean, pick a certain beer, pick a certain seltzer, pick a certain... Well, I mean, if you go like vodka, Sprite, mm-hmm. I'm not going to be like, well, you have to specify the vodka because I like Tito's and Sprite. No, I can't do that. If you have a vodka drink, that's your drink, if that makes sense. But whatever.
Yeah. Okay. I'm very torn on where to go number one overall, but I think I'm going to go in-stadium concession. And when it's about 3:15 in the afternoon and you're a little drunk, you're starting to get a little hangover during the day, sun's beating down on you, what sounds better than a nice Chick-fil-A sandwich from the Chick-fil-A vendor downstairs? So that's my number one overall pick. And yeah, I'll throw it to you with your thoughts on it, because to me, that sounds fantastic.
It's a great, not where I thought you were going. It's a great pick. Nothing I love more than walking down spending $34 on three Chick-fil-A sandwiches between mm-hmm. me and Hannah or whoever I'm buying for. It's always astounding how much money you can spend at Chick-fil-A, but it's always worth it. It's always worth it in the stadium. Like you said, you've probably gone hours at that point without actually eating. You know, you'll snack at the tailgate, but you start drinking. You just simply forget to eat. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden you're in the booth. Sun's beating down on you. Hawks are down 14-0, and nothing slaps better than a chicken sandwich from old Chick-fil-A. So it's a great pick. I forgot all about. I mean that's embarrassing by me. Okay. Forgot all about it. I was thinking more of the traditional sense, but so we'll see. My pick's still on the board, which I'm happy with. So I'll leave that till later. I'm going to start with a drink, and this is a fairly new drink. It's a drink that I've become wildly addicted to. I mean, I house these things on the golf course, at a tailgate, specifically at a tailgate. I'm going with a Black Cherry High Noon. Now, I'm sure lots of people have drank seltzers. You've had the White Claws, the Trulies, but nothing comes close to a High Noon, specifically a Black Cherry. You're sitting at the booth right outside. It's you know, early in the season, like it will be August 2nd at opening night. It's going to be a little hot. Mm-hmm. And man, the High Noon is, it's like drinking a water. I mean, that's how much it just it rehydrates you, which it definitely doesn't, but it feels like it does. It gets you going, makes you feel great. It goes down so smooth. It's just, I think, an elite drink. I can drink a bazillion of them and still feel great. Yeah, I'm going High Noon. And I got to imagine you weren't going to go the seltzer route since you asked about beer. But give me your thoughts on the High Noon.
I was considering seltzers, to be honest. I'm more of a White Claw when I go down that road. But there have been multiple tailgates where I'll house like a 12-pack of them and stumble into the stadium and watch the first quarter and get sick of it and go. But yeah, no, they're like you said, especially when it's hot outside, they just go down so easy. Nice crazy. And crisp, little fruit flavor to touch it off. And doesn't make you feel like if you're out there drinking like 12 beers, I always just feel gross. Like gets to my stomach. I just feel bloated and fat and not want to sit down in the sun or cold or whatever it may be to watch 3.5 hours of bad football. So love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
I need to try the High Noons though. I've had like a couple here and there, but I haven't really dove into the drinking.
I'm telling you, if you like White Claws, High Noons, I mean, they're just better. Like, no offense to White Claws, they just are. They're more expensive, which sucks, but they're better, flat out. So yeah, that's my number one pick. Are we snaking it? Is it me now, or is it go back to you?
Go ahead.
I'm gonna go one song. Mm. And because I think we, I don't know if we'll compete on this, but I'll tell you what, the peak of Kansas football tailgating for me was about 2-3 years ago, probably what, 3 years ago. We're sitting there. I mean, team Les Miles has arrived. The team's got some hope. Tailgate's filling up. And we discovered sicko mode for the first time. And when sicko mode started getting blared at the tailgate, it reached a new level. The tailgate took off. It helps that Puka's family was there. Puka's family was an absolute electric factory the entire day. They're the entire year, every year they tailgated with us. When Puka, I mean, this is super only relatable to us, but it just, I mean, there's always the one tailgate song at your specific tailgate. So somebody who's listening, you know what that song is at your tailgate that gets everybody up and everyone's just, the vibes have never been higher. When we would play sicko mode, I mean, we had elderly men dancing, elderly women. We had Puka's family just dancing far better than any of us were dancing. It was an incredible time, a time that I'm not sure will ever like top. I think the years where we had Puka's family whipping us up some food, dancing with us at the tailgate, we're drinking Puka juice, which would have been a good pick for drink. Uh-huh. It was just incredible. And whenever I hear sicko mode, it takes me back to those times. And I'm still waiting for a new, like, we've got to find a new song, but I don't, nothing is yet to top sicko mode for me. So I'll be curious to see where you go with that.
Yeah, that was one of the two I had listed. When this isn't the other one that I have, but when you started talking about it and you said it meant a lot to like just us, I was thinking that like Do What You Want a song, like the like band is playing it, like the Louisiana song. Yeah, that's where I thought you were going. But,
because, yeah, I don't know the name of that song, but yeah, Puka's family loved that song too.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go miscellaneous, I think, because I don't need a drink or a song yet. So I'm going to go, if this is the ideal day at the booth, storming the field after a win. We're going to get a big win or a small win. It doesn't matter in Lawrence. We're on the field. We're doing penguin dives. We're running into people we haven't seen in years. I want to be on the field after a win against whoever it may be other than an FCS school.
You know what I love about it, too, about storming the field is it makes – I mean, people get so mad about it.
Like, so mad.
It's just like we've won four games in a decade, folks. Like, so I'm thinking back to – I mean, the Rhode Island one was absurd, but it was hilarious. I mean, we absolutely trounced Rhode Island. And we stormed the field. It was incredible, but like it's so funny. And the, like if you look back, I would bet that's one of the, and this is sad, but I bet that's one of the best memories college students that were there at that time had of Kansas football was storming the field against Rhode Island. Storming the field is just fun to do. And when you're Kansas football, I don't think you should take it too serious. What was the one last year where people were all mad about? Who did we storm?
The only home game we won was the opener, yeah.
Did we storm?
I don't know, but our only other room is Texas.
People were mad last year.
People are always mad.
Yeah, so I don't. I mean, yeah, it's a great pick. I love storming the field. I love the reactions it brings to Twitter. It's just fun, and it's fun to like. Yeah, like you said, you'll just be running across the field and you'll be like, oh, what's up, man? It's some guy you went to high school with storming the field. He's like 30 years old. You're like, why are we on the field right now? Well, because the Hawks won a game and the Hawks don't win very often. So it, yeah, I love storming the field. Simple as that.
Last time we stormed was Texas Tech. I mentioned it pre-show. Just an all-time game that I'll bring up whenever it's talked about in any way, shape, or form. I'll swing over to tailgate food. I'm not sure how often we've done it at ours, but when I think tailgate, I think fall, I think a walking taco. Just, you know, open up a bag of Fritos, open up a bag of Doritos, throw some chili, throw some cheese, taco meat, whatever you have. It's easy to eat. You can eat it with, you know, bag in one hand, fork in the other. It just screams tailgate to me, so I'll go with that. I don't love it in the third round, but you had already taken the other two, so it was more of a I can – you know, get it now while I wait on the others.
Walking taco. I mean, I love a good walking taco. Can't remember the last time I had it. And I love chili, so it's a good pick. Chili may be my pick for that category.
Because see, I thought about it.
Yeah. And we'll get back to that. But yeah, I mean, a walking taco never disappoints. It is like clutch when you roll up to a tailgate and somebody thought ahead enough. I think we have had walking tacos
before. Yeah, we've at least talked about it.
Yeah, you thought ahead to like get all the bags, cut the bags. Like, this is great. This is incredible. Mm-hmm. So it's a good pick. Not on my list. Not one I eat often, but certainly one I'm never going to be mad about when I see it showing up at the tailgate. Okay. I'm going to jump to, I guess, concession. It's the one I thought you were going to take. Like I said, I'm going a little more traditional, but I mean, there's nothing. It feels like this was invented to soak up alcohol after you've drank all day. It's the second quarter. You're starting to hit a wall. Janes is a absolute classic example of a guy that will go out and buy three of these at a time. And it's a big pretzel. It's just a pretzel with cheese. Mm-hmm. And you bring that pretzel back, you've got hands in your face. Hey, can I get a piece? Can I get a little piece of that? I mean, people, when they see a pretzel, they want that pretzel so bad. And it just feels like that pretzel goes straight into your mouth and it's soaking up all the alcohol. It's sobering you up. It's making you feel a little better. It just always seems, I've never eat pretzels other than at the booth. Like, I don't get them at Allen Fieldhouse. I don't really even get them at other sporting events or other places they're offered. It's only the booth. I love a good pretzel. Gotta get cheese. Are you a salt, no salt guy, AB?
I'm glad you asked, because I was gonna ask as well. I'm a no salt, extra butter.
You asked for extra butter?
No, but like at Quick Trip or something, they have the little touch screen, which leads to my second point. Pretzels, yes, fantastic at a stadium. They're a great appetizer. They're a great snack. Quick Trip has a great pretzel. Like I said, you go to a bar, they've got good pretzels to start the, you know, start your meal, pick at while you're watching games, whatever. Big pretzel guy here. Love the pick.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, people that get it without cheese should be in prison.
What about mustard?
Not a mustard guy. Don't love it. I do like at like a restaurant, it'll be, what do they serve it with? Like it, I do like it with some sort of mustard.
A beer cheese and a honey mustard or something.
Yeah. I do like that. But no, yeah, I think I'm a salt guy, but I always kind of regret, or I don't regret it, but I'm definitely picking off some of the salt. Like,
there's always too much. Too aggressive. Yeah. And it's like, my point with the pretzels with salt is that it overpowers the rest of the pretzel to me. So, like, I'll bite into it. I'll have, like, two chunks of salt just going around in my mouth every time I chomp down on the pretzel. And it's just, I want more pretzel and less salt. So, sometimes I'll go light salt if there is it. If they don't have an option, just, you know, like you said, take some off. But
are you a one pretzel guy, or do you go the route of James where he always comes back with two? And I think he's ventured in the three game before.
It depends on the kind of day, I guess. But like you said, if people are going to be picking at him, you might as well just get two.
Yeah, you got to get insurance.
Throw the extra to everybody else and house your own.
Yep. Yeah, I'm glad I got that. I really thought you were taking that earlier. So I'll take soft pretzel off the board.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
All right, your fourth pick.
Oh boy. So I'm now down to tailgate food and miscellaneous. Man, miscellaneous is tough because I already kind of talked about my miscellaneous, and so I don't necessarily want to go with it. So I'm not, my original miscellaneous was going to be just the best family to tailgate with, and that was Puka's family, but we've already discussed that.
I was about to start talking about Rick and Lisa and Riley and all them. And
They're a close second, but I mean, they would admit Puka's family was the best, but I'm not going to take them. I'm going to go with a game, just having a game. And actually, I'm not even going to go to a specific game. I'm just going to say throwing a football around.
Oh, Ryan.
I mean, we talk about when we show up, when that moment hits where you don't have a football at the tailgate, somebody forgot, it's devastating. Because there's going to be a moment that morning where you just crave throwing a football. And it just releases some sort of, I don't know, for a second you're like, man, I could have played if I had focused on football back then. You just feel like an absolute pro when you're slinging a football after a few early morning drinks. I love having a football at the tailgate.
We got to make sure James remembers it this year. He's our football guy. You got to be week one. But
yeah, there's nothing like also my favorite part about playing catch with the football is trying to bring down a one-handed snag.
Oh,
like I'm going to go one for seven on them, but that one that connects just lands perfectly in the one hand and you bring it in, you feel like the most athletic human being in the world.
Underrated part about throwing the football around at a tailgate is the people tailgating that get mad when the ball bounces too close to their stuff. And also the moment of fear when someone just shanks one and it's like headed right for someone else's table of food. And it's
always the guy at the tailgate that takes it too far and like wants to show off that he's got a boot and he'll just punt one.
Yeah.
No idea where it's going. And a punted football can cause utter chaos at a tailgate with chips, dishes, drinks everywhere. It's never a good idea to punt the football. But a football at a tailgate is a must. And it's a must staple to have on game day. Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to go with drink here. This is more personal preference. You've seen me drink 100 of them at these tailgates. It's a PBR. I don't really even like PBR anywhere else, but when I'm standing out there in that grass parking lot with the stadium blocking the sun for an evening game, they just go down different. There's red, white, and blue, so I'm going with the Hawks. Like I said, it hits very different at the stadium, and I want that, like, now. So
PBR, I love that you asked if beer was off the – there was no chance I was ever taking PBR, so you were getting that regardless. I don't even know if I've ever had a PBR. It's one that I've just – I mean, what would you compare it to? Is it worse than Busch Light? Cheaper than Busch Light?
It's definitely older. I don't even know how to really describe it because, to me, beer kind of all tastes mostly the same. But I don't know. It's just a classic. It's what my grandpa drinks to this day. He's drank it for 91 years, minus the years that he didn't drink as a kid. I don't know. It just, like I said, it's just something about being at a football game at the PBR just makes my heart happy. So if I'm getting beer at a tailgate, most of the time it's probably going to be a seltzer. Didn't want to go head to head with you on a seltzer, but if I'm going beer, it's PBR.
I mean, you remember those days? I think we had a few tailgates where we were just housing toppling Goliath beers, and it was a little heavy. I mean they were fantastic beers, but it's not a beer to drink six of before you head into a football game. You're gonna feel not great.
That's a good first beer of the morning to kind of get you going, get you fired up a little bit, maybe have a second one, but you got to call it off after that.
What's your favorite morning drink at a tailgate? Some people go the Bloody Mary route. I don't go that route.
It's got to be champagne and orange juice. We do it, the mimosas. Maybe a screwdriver if you're feeling a little chaotic that morning. The seltzers, sneaky, go down easy in the morning.
Absolutely.
But even just like, I know I've said almost every drink possible, but a beer at like 6:45 in the morning, you almost feel cooler drinking a beer, even if it's not the best like mix of time of day.
Yeah, Michelob Ultra tastes a little down better. Great in the morning. Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. So. I may start. I mean, it's aggressive. I may start implementing Red Bull vodkas in the morning.
Oh boy.
I mean, get you a little. Skip your morning coffee. Have an RBV instead. Mm-hmm. Let's see how it goes. Heart attack central. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a Bloody Mary guy. I love a good champagne and orange juice. Just one little splash of orange juice. I think I honestly would sometimes prefer to just drink champagne over orange juice. I think orange juice can be a bit tangy for my liking.
It'll mess up your stomach too if you have too much of it. And that's just not what you want when you're out. You know, only thing you got is porta potty. So.
So are you and now we're just getting off topic, but are you a guy that, are you wanting to see a donuts at the tailgate, or are you wanting to see like a full-fledged breakfast? Because I'm not a big breakfast guy, but I do love, just give me some donuts. I don't need potatoes and bacon and the whole nine yards, but I love a good donut at a tailgate.
I'm not going to say no if the Browns whip out the griddle and start making a full breakfast, but it's a little tough to eat in that scenario. Like, you're trying to hold your drink, you got your plate, your fork. It's just like, it's a lot going on at once. So I'm good with grabbing a little couple donut holes every half hour or so and just snacking on those throughout the morning for the many morning games that we'll have and have had in the past.
Yep. All right. Well, I got to go. So I got one more here for tailgate food. This is tough because walking taco. I love a good walking taco, or I love chili. I was going to go with chili. I'm going to go with one a little outside the box, but I think people will relate because these things are so addicting. But if there's a bag of Dots pretzels sitting at a tailgate, I've never seen something go quicker. I mean, people's hands are in those things so fast. And you can't stop. You cannot stop eating Dots pretzels. I've seen jokes about people being like, if I see this lady, you know how it's got that nice little lady on the back of the bag? They're like, if I see this lady ever, like, we're throwing hands because I can't stop eating her pretzels. Like, that's sometimes how I feel. I'm like, why did she have to release these to the public? I'm taking in 1,000 calories of pretzels by noon. It's a problem.
You went double pretzel, huh?
Oh, I don't love going double. I'm not even that big of a pretzel guy. But I was sitting there thinking I didn't want to take hot dog. I didn't want to take burger. It's too easy. So I'm going with Dots pretzels. Tuck, our producer seems to like Dots pretzels. He chimed in the chat. Shout out. I can't remember Dot lady's name, but
probably Dot. I would guess maybe Dot.
It's a good call, potentially. They're fantastic. So let's see. What's your list? You got your list all set out, AB?
It's not completed. I got to go song.
Oh, my bad. Oh, no, yeah. I'm actually very much looking forward to your song.
Yeah. So this was the second song I had mentioned. And I'm not sure that it's an every single week song that we play, but it's definitely playing in the background and like a couple different, like, YouTube videos, tailgate videos that we've put on Twitter in the past. It's Doses and Mimosas when it's, you know, late in the morning and it just sets the vibe and you have a mimosa in your hand. And it came to mind. Sicko Mode was a clear one in songs, but I thought that was a good consolation if I had to walk out with
Dude,
it.
Dude, I love Doses and Mimosas. It's one of those songs I'm guilty of overplaying. It'll be like the third hour of the tailgate and someone's going to be like, you're playing this song again? It's like, absolutely. It's Doses and Mimosas, and the vibe was down a little bit. And it takes a little bit to get going, but when it finally hits at the very end of that song, it's incredible. It's that one. That's the thing that's great about Sicko Mode, too, is Sicko Mode has that, like, shift in the middle where the song changes, and it just gets everyone going again. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, those are great picks. I don't even know where I would have gone if I didn't get Sicko Mode. But Doses and Mimosas would have been at the top of my list. I was pretty confident I was going to take Sicko Mode early. If you would have taken it first, I would have been in trouble because did not have a backup.
It wouldn't have felt right for you to not have Sicko Mode. I feel like, and this was before I even tailgated with you, But I felt like that's what I knew you as, the sicko no tailgate guy. Pre-pod. I mean,
we loved everything. We loved it. We loved sicko mode. Still do to this day. All right. Well, that's a great day. So I'm going, my list here is, I hate that I went double pretzel. It's a problem, but we're going high noons. We're going dot pretzels. We're going sicko mode. We're going soft pretzel in the stadium with cheese, light salt. And then miscellaneous, just got to have a football. You got to be throwing a football around. You give me those things right there. You show up to a tailgate. You got a box of high noons. You got a bag of dots. You got sicko mode playing on a speaker. And you tell me that I'm getting a soft pretzel in the stadium, but you also carrying a football. Like, that's all I need that day. I'm set. Maybe a chair. I need a chair.
That would have been like a good miscellaneous, but you got football.
Yeah, just a good lawn chair comes in handy at a tailgate. So yeah, I'm happy with my list. Don't love double pretzel, but hey, who knows? Maybe pretzel leads me to a win.
Dots needs to sell that seasoning they put on it to a soft pretzel company, or just make their own soft pretzels, because I feel like those would be fire.
Do they make any other type? I think they make like bars or something. It's like there's definitely some other types of Dot brand foods, but I don't know what they
are. I know they have like other flavored pretzels. That's what you're looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, they've got those.
They have like the Cheetos. Ones. The Cheetos, I was so disappointed because I saw cheddar and I thought they were the Dots pretzels, but like cheese flavored. You know, the cheese flavored roll of golds, those are the best pretzels on earth, minus Dots. Yeah. And then they were just like off brand Cheetos, and I was furious. But the honey mustard one's pretty good. Southwest is pretty good. Just good flavor.
Yeah.
All right. I'm starting my morning off. I'm pulling up the tailgate. Ryan's already got doses of mimosas playing, and I'm cracking a PBR. I pick up my walking taco at about 9:30, because if you've been out there since 6:30, time doesn't matter anymore. So it's like I'm eating lunch at 9:30 in the morning.
It's like an airport. You can eat whenever you want.
No rules. I walk into the stadium about end of first quarter, early second quarter. I'm getting that Chick-fil-A sandwich. And at about 3:45 in the afternoon, long game, went three overtimes, but we beat K-State 35-33. And we storm the field after we win. So that's my ideal
day.
That's
a good list. I think Chick-fil-A sandwich is going to potentially win you the list. I mean, that moment you remember the booth sells Chick-fil-A sandwiches and you know that you haven't eaten in 4 hours, like it's so clutch. So that's a great pick. And then obviously storming the field. I feel like it wouldn't be right if we don't talk a little KU football before we wrap up. Where are you standing? We talked a few weeks back. We had Scott Chasen on. Everything. I mean, things have still been positive. There's nothing like. We'll get your prediction as we get closer to game day. But like, tell me right now, what you would wager on the Hawks winning by double digits against Tennessee Tech to open the season?
I think a lot. Is there a line out there yet?
I have not seen a line. I feel
like those FCS ones don't drop until like the day before.
I mean, it's definitely going to be double digits, but like we've seen that plenty of times where it's like, oh my God, we're sweating out a fourth quarter against Tennessee Tech. And we've won those games too, but that's what I want. Like I want a good shit pumping to open the season. And I think I will be pretty discouraged if we don't see that. So curious on if you're feeling good about that.
Yeah, and Tennessee Tech's like not a good FCS program either. It's not like we're playing North Dakota State or Nichols, who has some talent, or any of those schools. So hopefully it's more like the Rhode Island game that we talked about earlier, and less like 21-17 game against, who was it that we beat with Carter? South Dakota State? Maybe
South Dakota, I think
it might have been. Yeah, it's one of the Dakotas, I'm pretty sure. But yeah. I don't want a game as fun as those games are, because you kind of forget about who you're playing while you're in the moment. And you're like, oh, we got the ball down three with five to go. Let's, you know, go win a ball game. It's exciting for a minute, but it kind of brings down the vibe for the rest of the year. So go in, take care of business. And
I mean, obviously, all the talk's been about our running game. But, yeah, I just want to see guys like Jalen Daniels and Kai Thomas and Devin Neal like go out and actually show that they're on another level than the guys on the field. Like, and maybe it's not even those guys, because I think we've had good weapons. at those positions before. I guess the better sign would be, can we up front dominate a team like Tennessee Tech? Because that's been the biggest problem, is you get to those games and you realize we don't have the huge advantage like every other team does against an FCS school. Like, you started our O-line struggling to hold off their D-line, and it's like, oh my God, like, what are we going to do in Big 12 play? So it would just make me feel a lot better, especially heading into week two. We get West Virginia right away. If we can go in and just dominate that game, show that we don't belong on the same field as those guys, and win in convincing fashion, I'll be very happy. Before we wrap up, one more thing. Are you talking yourself into it all? A little 2-0 start? A little 2-0 start?
Why not? Let's have some fun. I mean, it could happen. West Virginia, we talked about it before multiple times, but they're probably one of the bottom three conference teams. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's on the road, which has seemed to be impossible for the Hawks the last 10 years, but you never know. I mean, you'd like to at least compete and have a chance in the fourth quarter like we did most of last year and see what happens, but I'm not one to predict KU to win any conference road games before it starts happening more consistently, I guess.
So Westfall has Pittsburgh first to open the year mm-hmm. at Pittsburgh.
Big rivalry, baby.
Do we want Westfall winning that game, or do we want them losing that game?
Winning.
You want winning, get them kind of relaxed, feeling good, and we just
my thought out, process punch them in is the face. If they win, their thought will, or they're going to be thinking during practice that week, oh, we just beat Pitt. You know, they just had a top first round quarterback, whatever, this and that. Pretty good program, rivalry game, get you fired up. We got Kansas this week. Let's, you know, we got 2-0 written all over the board. If they lose, especially in a heartbreaker, it's going to be more like, oh, fuck, we got Kansas. Let's blow the doors off of them and let's, you know, get back to 1-1, get back to even and start the season over a little bit. I'm looking for more of a letdown spot than a, you know, we just lost and we're looking for revenge against the team that didn't murder us or whatever.
Yep. I agree. That's the same. I feel the same way, but didn't know if you,
that's a Thursday night game, right?
The Pittsburgh game.
Yeah.
I think so. It's Thursday, September 1st at 6 PM. So yeah, on ESPN. So that'll be big.
That's like the first
prime time. Yeah.
They're 7-point dogs.
What's going to suck is if Pittsburgh wins like 41-14 and we get all pumped, the line's like Westfall -3.5 over us, and we're talking ourselves into a battle, and then Westfall comes out and just kills us. Like, that's something that's happened to us in the past, too.
The K-State game?
Yeah.
Pretty much word for word.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, as expected, this has me ready to just take down 15 high noons in the morning and eat good food, some pretzels. I'm so pumped to tailgate. I'm so glad that football season is here. I'm so glad that Lance Leipold's our coach and that Jalen Daniels is our quarterback. So feeling good. We're 15 days away, something like that, 15, 16, I don't know. But I'm pumped, and that's all I got. You got anything else, AB?
No, just ready to be out there and ready to just football in general, not even KU. But, man, there's nothing better than that Saturday morning KU game, and you come home at like 4:35, and you get to watch the night games and kind of nap on the couch. And then you wake up Sunday, and you watch 12 more hours of football, and it's just it's a great time of the year.
It's here. It's getting here. So, that's all we got this week. Shout out Emprise Bank. Shout out Charlie Hustle. We'll be back next week. Probably talk a little more KU football. As always, thank you for listening, and rock chalk.